absolutely. Well, you know, it's okay to toot your own horn. Like my dad said, you know, you just cream rises to the top. You just got to, you know, persevere, keep your nose clean. And he told me, he says, you show up every day on, it will give you a raise. And, you know, that works. And, you know, you apply yourself, be the first on, first to show up, last to leave. So that was kind of my whole life. It was at church or at school or at work or at meetings, you know, first to come, first to leave, or last to leave. And I don't know. I think we lost it. I've got a grandson that's that way. He applies himself. He became a welder. He's like 19, 20 years old, took welding in high school. And, you know, that kind of saved his high school career, and he excelled at it. So he wants to be a pipeline welder. And, you know, that's a six-figure-plus job. And he applies himself, and he's always doing some work. He has to be moved, doing something with his hands. And it's been good for him. So, and I got no problem with the trades, you know. I get the, you know, along the way, like an IT guy, he gets this certification, that certification, all these little certifications. Well, I did the same thing, you know, with plumbing. I ended up being a backflow preventer tester, which is a critical thing in commercial work. And then I was a medical gas brazer and designer for in hospitals, you know, the oxygen and the vacuum gases and all these, you know, compressed air and tool air and breathing air. And that was a lot of fun, too. And but then that's when I understood why the contractor wanted me to work in the office, because I could design and direct the guys. He could get them certified as brazers.
W8BD. Yeah, I get it. I excel mostly at compressed air, 50 horsepower and under, most garages, dealerships. And we've migrated, last 10 years, we've migrated to aluminum pipe. I've got one guy that works for us. He is so talented, but, oh, my God, he's a handful. He works when he wants. He doesn't show up. He sleeps in. I mean, the guy is just a handful. And it's such a shame because he's so talented. He could probably get his own license if he wanted to, but he just goes through the motions. And you look at his work, and you could swear to God, this guy's, you know, he's a professional, the whole ball of wax. I mean, he can literally have a complete car dealership done for me in a week. I mean, it's just phenomenal. But, oh, the damage he does on the way. You just got to, you know, where is he, you know. And then his truck is broke. He lost his trailer. He can't find any pipe. He ran out of fittings. You know the type. He's one of those guys. But yet I got to put up with him because he's so good. And it's just like, and I can send him on any service call for any type of compressed air system, and I don't get any calls.
I'm going to have to, you know, while I'm where I'm supposed to be this morning, I'm going to meet some guys, and one of them's got the code plug for my 578 Anytone. So I'm going to have to ring off 73. Thanks for the QSO, and we'll catch up with you for sure on this digital, because that's what the county wants us to do, so I figure might as well learn it. 73, have a good day, and get outside and do something. KF8 FGS, clearing your final.
You take care. W8 Victor Delta.
This is KF8 FGS. Yeah, Wally, I don't know, something messed up with my radio, hit the wrong button. Hopefully I'm back with you. I'm going to say 73. It's been a good conversation. Good QSO. I appreciate it, and I'd like to get with you on that DMR for sure. You have a good day. It's KF8 FGS. We'll be clear on your final.
Pleasure. We shall talk again. W8BD.